tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world. And I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out with all that I have left.
Welcome, Hope Show listeners. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me here on the Hope Show today. I hope each of you have had a blessed week. I'm feeling much better this week. Last week was a real challenge, but I've had an opportunity to rest up some, and my voice has mostly returned. So praise God for that. Well, we are now into the month of November. Can you believe it? Where has this year gone? The year 2020 will be here very shortly. Winter is upon us, as some of you may have experienced this past week with the winter storm that blew through parts of the United States. And before I forget, I want to remind each of you to set your clocks 1 hour back tonight before you go to bed. Once again, we are going through daylight savings time where the days become shorter and the nights become longer. I guess that would probably depend upon where you live, but that is the case in my location. But at any rate, folks, do not forget to set your clocks back 1 hour before you go to bed tonight. Today's message is going to be about taking the limits off of your life and off of God. It is amazing what can happen in our life when we let God do what He wants to do in our life. When we take our hands off of His business and let Him be in control of our lives. Work through us in any way He sees fit to do so. If we are constantly trying to keep a tight rein on our own lives, instead of giving our lives over to God to do what He wants, then it is a constant struggle, and we lose out on so many wonderful blessings that God has purposed for each of us. But before we begin, let us all bow our head in a moment of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You today with praise and thanksgiving in our hearts. We are joined together to hear Your Word. We are so grateful for Your Word, for Your grace, mercy, and love. We are so grateful that You have the final say in everything. We are so thankful that You are the Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. Dear Heavenly Father, in Jeremiah 1:5 You tell us, "I knew You before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart." Thank You, Father, for creating each of us into the people that we are today. You are the one that takes care of our needs and our wants, the one that keeps us on the straight path, even when we walk through the darkest of valleys. Thank you, Father, that you are always beside us. You protect us and comfort us. You renew our strength. Dear Heavenly Father, we put limitations on you through our small thinking. We know it is your desire to bless us with good health, prosperity, and a long life. Father, please forgive us for oftentimes getting in your way. Father, you know each of us better than we know ourselves. You know our fears and our desires, and I pray that you will guard up our mouth. Keep watch at the door of our lips. Guard over our hearts and our mind, where the enemy wants to take over. We know you love us. So, dear Heavenly Father, please anoint this vessel, and may the words that come from my mouth today be a message sent from you. I pray that each of us would draw closer to you today, have a better understanding of you, and stop trying to put you in a box. May we all be encouraged from today's message and ready to face whatever new challenge comes our way. We thank you in advance for these answered prayers and for whatever you are about to do in each of our lives. In Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Thank you all for joining me in that moment of prayer. So let's begin, shall we? Are you one of those people who have a barely get by mentality? Are you always waiting for the other shoe to drop in your life? We all know of people who just cannot seem to catch a break in life. Their mindset becomes one of, this is as good as it gets for us. A defeated mindset. This must be my lot in life. They become accepting of the fact that their lives are very limited. Perhaps their past generations have been like that. When they look back on the generations, that is all that they see. Limitations. Oppression. This mindset can take permanent root in your soul and become your way of life. But wait, it does not stop there. If you feel this way, live this way, think like this, and if you have children and a family of your own, then one day you will be passing this generational curse down to them. They too will think or begin to believe that this is as good as it gets. This is all there is. No use trying for anything better. This is just the way it has always been in my family. I can't do anything about it. It's a part of who I am or we are. Friends, many of us do not achieve success and greatness in our endeavors because of the barriers that we have set before ourselves. We talk about wanting a breakthrough and wanting God to do something about it for us, but then we speak all of this negativity over our lives and we create these invisible walls. The truth is that most of the barriers in our lives are man-made. We do that. We built these barriers from the negative things that we allow to creep into our minds. Negative thinking limits the thinker. And you cannot go any higher than your thoughts will permit you. Have you ever thought of that? That you cannot go any higher than your thoughts will permit you. You cannot be greater than what you think and believe about yourself. Jesus taught in Mark 9:23, "If you believe, all things are possible to him that believes." This right here shows that humans are always limited by their own thoughts. If a human does not believe, then how are we to attain it? If you do not believe you will be healed, then it does not matter who prays for you, you won't be healed. If you don't believe your finances will change, then it doesn't matter how many people pray for you, your finances will not change. Friends, we are looking for God's intervention. But if we are not believing for what we ask and seek, then the blessing will not come. It's as simple as that. Your brain believes whatever you tell it. What you truly believe about yourself determines who and what you will become. In Proverbs 23:7, the Bible says, "As someone thinks within himself, so he is." In 2 Timothy 1:7, the Bible says, "God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline." On the one sense, if you are about to do something dangerous, like, for instance, walk out in front of a moving vehicle, and your mind tells you, stop, that might kill you, then that's a healthy, good type of fear. But fear and distrust of life and people isn't from God. Yet, it seems to be hardwired into our brains. Here is the really sad part. Our thinking does not only just impact the outcome of our lives, but as I had earlier said, our dispositions, our bad habits, our anxiety, and other character traits can be passed down to our children, and then one day passed down to our grandchildren, and so on and so forth, on down the line. So our thoughts not only shape our lives, but our future children and their children too. Is that the legacy that you want to leave behind? That is why it is so important to take every thought we have captive. Is that even possible? Yes. If we truly trusted God's word, we would know that is possible. In Psalm 46:10, the Bible says, "Be still and know that I am God." What you choose to see determines your reality. You have the power to change your reality by shifting your focus on God. We are not victims of our circumstances unless we allow it to be so. We are creatures of habit, and we learn the good as well as the bad. We learn what we live. We become products of our surroundings. As I was doing a research this week in order to get ready for today's message, I read an article, and I want to share this with you guys. It was a story about this lady who always made a beautiful ham for the holiday dinners. Before she placed the ham in the oven to cook, she would always cut off a piece of each end of the ham. One day, her young daughter asked her mother, "Why do you always cut off a piece of each end of the ham before you put it in the oven to bake?" And the mother responded by saying this was how her mother had always done it. So she had just learned that from her mother. She didn't know why. And after the girl's mom thought about it for a while, she decided to call her mom later and ask her, "Why do you always cut a piece of each end of the ham off before putting it into the oven, Mom?" The response on the other end of the phone was, "I always cut the ham ends off because my pan is too small to fit the larger ham." And so, friends, I ask each of you out there today, metaphorically speaking, how many of you simply cut the ends off the ham rather than just getting a larger pan, a larger vision for your lives? The point I'm making here is that sometimes we don't even question why it is that we do things. We just repeat what we were taught. Sometimes we act as if we have no power to change the things that we do, to venture off and do something different. We become too comfortable with the status quo and never wander outside the box. How many of you have just settled instead of stepping outside of your comfort zone to see what else God has in store for you? How many of you would rather succeed at nothing than fail at something? I don't believe we set out with that mindset. We don't purposely set out to sabotage our own lives. If we did, that would be foolish on our part. But I do believe that subconsciously, we oftentimes do exactly that, without really realizing that is what we are doing to ourselves. We give up before we think to buy the bigger pan. friends, God made each one of us. He chose us. He set us apart. He designed us with a specific purpose and lifestyle in mind. We were built to His exact specifications, but many of us are not living up to our specifications, what we were designed to do and be. He made us in His image, so it doesn't matter how we were raised or what has caused us to become bitter, negative, down ourselves, closed-minded, small thinkers, whatever it is, you fill in the blank. God made each of us great. We have royal blood flowing through our veins. Our biological parents are only loaned to us for a short while, but they are not who ultimately created us. And the limits on their lives do not have to be the limits we place on our own lives. God has called us to be so much more than anything of this world. We have to stop thinking small and start thinking outside the box, thinking big, believing big in God. God has placed all authority in us to overcome the things of this world. See yourself as God sees you. Take off the chains that bind you, that hold you back and whisper to you that this is all it will ever be for you, that you cannot expect anything better in your life, that this is all you were destined to be or do. When Satan whispers defeat over our lives, God shouts victory. The same old thinking will reap the same old results, but it is never too late to start seeing a new vision for your lives and for your future generations. In Romans 8:38, God tells us, "Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." That's powerful, friends. We have to start believing that we are healed. We have to start believing that we are going to come out of lack and poverty. We have to start believing that we are going to get that promotion. We are going to have that child, no matter how hopeless the doctors think it is. We are going to find our soulmate. We are going to find that house of our dreams. We are going to find that job that we have always wanted. We are going to find that car we are looking for, even if our budget looks pretty meek. We are going to have enough money each month to pay the bills without going into more debt. We are going to find help to get the electricity turned back on, even though we are so far behind that it just looks so impossible. We are going to have enough money to get all the groceries we need to eat on this month, even though it doesn't even look like we'll have enough to pay the bills, let alone buy any food. God is working something divine out for your circumstance right now. He is lining up the right people to come into your life, and at just at the perfect time, things are going to turn around. That relationship between you and your loved one that turned sour, God is turning it around right now. Relationships are going to be healed. Believe in forgiveness. Move on from your hurts. Move on with your life. God has you in the palm of His hand, and you aren't going anywhere. If you do not believe in forgiveness, then you will continue to be tormented by the experience. If you do not believe that you cannot overcome depression and enjoy your life, then you will remain depressed all your life. If you don't believe you can climb the ladder of success, then you won't. You will remain in the exact same spot you are right now. You will not grow. That health problem or medical report that has you feeling down and discouraged, like it's no use, nothing good is going to come from it. No. Friends, you have to start believing. You are going to be healed. You are being healed right now. Maybe you have an addiction, and it's taking your life down a bad, long, hard road. Believe that God will restore you, mind, body, and soul. Don't listen to the lies of the devil. The devil doesn't have any power over you. He doesn't have the final say. God has the final say in everything. All you have to do is have a little faith and let God do the rest. The truth is that we are all limited by our thoughts and our beliefs. And that is why it is so important that all of our minds become renewed through the words of God and that we believe what it says and what it teaches. Your thoughts limit the grace of God. Your thoughts limit the anointing of God and what He wants to do in your life. Our thoughts limit what God can do with us. God responds to our thoughts, and He judges us by what we are thinking. Our thoughts will either prove faith or unbelief. But God only responds to faith. If you keep your thoughts positive, God will definitely bless you and keep His promises in your life. But friends, I have to tell you, attitude is everything. Attitude is everything. Attitude is more than just facts. You must be determined, dedicated, and disciplined. But that is not all. You can't achieve the goal with these things alone. You must also have the mental and spiritual commitment to the goal. Keep thinking positive all the way to attainment. What is your other choice? A negative attitude? A negative attitude makes one rot in a place where the spirit of complaining and despair rule. Wow, that's pretty heavy, folks. I'm going to read that one more time and let that resonate into your mind. A negative attitude makes one rot in a place where the spirit of complaining and despair rule. None of us want to end up there. This takes us up to the time in which we will take a short break. And so, if there's anything that you need to do, like go refresh your coffee cup or get a snack or maybe let your puppy dog or whatever outdoors, now's the time to do it. But don't run off too far because you will want to listen to these songs during the break.
beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is, you see.
Didn't want to.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining me on the Hope Show today. I'm so happy that you have decided to join me. If you were just tuning in, today's message is about taking the limits off yourself and off of God. How many of you know that you can do better? How many of you know that you need to reconcile some things with God? How many of you would admit that your faith has been wavering lately? How many of you have been waiting for something for a long time and have just decided to give up on God, so you've just decided to do whatever on your own? How many of you have problems loving yourself or seeing your future life any different than it is right now? In Jeremiah 1:5, the Bible tells us, "I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart." Friends, we can have everything we want and need, and so much more. We are the ones limiting ourselves with our defeatist mentality. God wants the very best for us. We are doing this to ourselves, not God. As I said earlier, friends, many of us do not achieve success and greatness in our endeavors because of the barriers that we have set before ourselves. We talk about wanting a breakthrough and wanting God to do something about it for us, but then we speak all this negativity over our lives, and we create these invisible walls. In James, the Bible says, "You do not have because you do not ask God." How many of you have sat down and asked God for what you want? How many of you have sat down and had a talk with God? Asked Him what He wanted for you? And let me add one more thing to that. If you're going to ask God for something, then you must not only ask, but you must also believe that you have already received it. You cannot straddle the fence. "Well, maybe. I don't know. I think so. Yeah, it's going to happen. Well, I sure hope it does, but I don't really know. God knows how important this is to me. I know I'm going to get this. But what if I'm wrong?" Friends, God won't respond to that kind of thinking. You are either all in or you are all out. This is the same as having no faith. We in our human form may be limited, but God is not limited. And yet we do limit Him with our disobedience, lack of faith, sin, fear, doubt, unbelief, our words, thoughts, actions. In this sense, we can bind His hands because we are not listening to Him or doing what we are supposed to be doing. We are deaf and blind to what He is trying to show us and tell us. In Ephesians 3:20, "Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." God is able to do more than we can ask or think. But when we don't ask and think in line with His word, then we can't expect to receive what God can do. Limited thinking leads to limited actions. What we believe about God determines what we will receive from God. Let me go back and emphasize that one more time. What we believe about God determines what we will receive from God. Someone once said that the mark of insanity is to continue to do the same thing and expect different results. The only way to get different results is to change, by renewing your mind with God's word. Our lives will move in the direction of our most dominant thoughts. For some of us, that's very scary. In Romans 12:1 and 2, the Bible tells us, "Present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. Do not be conformed to the world. Be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Do not allow yourself to be pressed into the world's mold, to the age in which you live, by living according to their views, thinking their thoughts, acting like them, and loving their ways." The people who live like the world rely upon themselves, but us as believers, we rely on and put all of our faith and understanding into God. Everything begins with or as a thought. Everything begins with, or as a thought. And we cannot ignore that fact. What we choose to do after that is entirely up to us. But if you change your thoughts to something positive, you can change your world. The most important decision you can make each day is to decide what you will allow to enter into your mind each day. Satan knows that the key to your heart is through the gate of your mind. God knows it too. Satan's thoughts are so pressing and so overwhelming sometimes. He hopes we will open our mind to these negative thoughts and invite him in. Because once he is in, he can establish a pattern of thinking. And thoughts lead to actions, actions lead to habits, and habits lead to bondage. Friends, as you well know, your mind is a battlefield. There is a war going on to try and destroy you from the standpoint of your thoughts. Satan doesn't want any of your material possessions. He couldn't care less. But that doesn't mean that he won't use those things to get to you. He wants to take your faith, your peace, your joy, and your sanity. He wants to keep you anxious, worried, and fearful. Anything but in faith. When you are acting in faith, you can resist him, and he doesn't much like that because he can't win. But God is willing to do the supernatural with each of our lives, and yet we keep shutting him down. We keep shutting him out. We are not willing to step out in obedience or take the risk that he has asked us to do, to have faith in him. He will always be there to catch us when we fall, or he will teach us to fly. I love that. God will either be there to catch us when we fall, or he will teach us to fly. But either way, God's got this. We don't have to fear. God will always be calling you to do something bigger and beyond yourself. If you can do it on your own, then it's not of God. We have all had missed opportunities that God had for us because of our human fear. Sometimes the greatest ongoing struggles we have in this life are the very areas of breakthrough where God wants us to keep pressing in and moving forward in obedience to him. Even though we may be frightened and hesitate in our human form, God wants us to step out and do what he has called us to do anyway. Some of you may be praying for something from God, and he's telling you, go for it, but you are resisting him out of human fear. God may be pulling you in one direction, and you may be pulling back, going in another. You may be letting fear paralyze you. We must change the image we have of ourselves on the inside and take the limits off of God and in our own lives. We all need to be thinking about the path that we are on right now. Am I really where I'm supposed to be? Am I on target or am I off course? Friends, don't be content with just surviving or getting by. There is more to life than that. You need to have a purpose that moves you to be willing to take risks to try new things. Most people play it too safe. But you know what? Sometimes life's greatest failures can come when we play it too safe. Why just sit wherever you are right now and just die? Because essentially that's what you're doing. Have you ever thought of that in that way? Friends, I challenge you this week. Evaluate your current life. How you feel about yourself. How you think. Don't think about other people. Don't think about what your family has said about you. Don't think about how it's always been done in your family. Don't think about what if I change this or that, what will people think? And don't think, I can't. Don't let that knot of human fear stop you from fulfilling that nudge, that calling that you feel in your heart that God has been giving you to do something with your life. If your life were to end tomorrow, Would you be happy with all you've accomplished in your life right now? Would you have any regrets over doing this or not doing that? Are there any areas of your life that is holding you back? Is there a dream that you were given a long time ago, but you've let it die for whatever reason? Friends, why do we limit God? Perhaps we lack trust. When we're going through these things, a sure way to know where you are at with God is the trust factor. How much do you trust God to get you through it? We only want to trust when we are assured that everything is going to work out. But life is not like that. When we don't trust God to move in our life, we are taking the power from Him to help us move mountains. Perhaps we fear sacrifice. Maybe we fear that God will ask us to do something that we don't want to do. Sometimes we limit God due to the fear that He will make us give up something that is significant to us. And this could be anything. Being selfish keeps you isolated. Sometimes we lean on ourselves and our own understanding. But leaning on our own understanding will only short-circuit our ability to do great things. Sometimes we limit God when we live by our feelings and when we let our emotions take control of us. When we sin or backslide, we limit God. God has given us free will, and He will not interfere with this. Sin can distort our communication with God and hinder us from hearing Him clearly. Always remember that He is a merciful God, and He will forgive you if you ask Him. You don't need to worry that He won't receive you again or again or again. Perhaps we lack expectation from God. Do you doubt that God will really answer your prayers? If this is the case, then you are limiting God. Regardless of the reasoning for you not expecting good things to happen, you are restraining God when He wants to elevate you and launch you into a new level in your life. Expect God to do great things and expect God to give you favor. We place many limits on God, but the good news is that we can always return to Him and we can always take those limits off. In Galatians 5:1, the Bible says, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery." Life isn't always going to be easy, friends, but knowing that God is always right by your side can make the journey a little richer. Let us also remember to never limit your prayers because you think you are undeserving. You are not praying because of who you are, but because of who God is. And so let us bow our head in a closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive us of our sins. No matter what storm we are battling or how overwhelmed we feel, help us to always remember that the battle is already won through You, that we already have the victory. We are overcomers. Remind us to allow our faith to move forward. We can face any challenge with You at our side. Greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. Help us, Father. Do not let us limit You, but instead dwell on You and dwell on Your word daily and be lifted up by Your word. We open our hearts today, willingly accepting You and withholding nothing. Father, may our thoughts and our actions not hinder or limit the amazing blessings that You have in store for each of us. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You in advance for all these answered prayers, and thank You in advance for what You are already doing in each and every one of our lives. In Jesus' name. And all of God's people said amen. Friends, God bless you. Until next time, next week, same time, same place. I love you. And don't forget to set your clocks back 1 hour tonight before you go to bed. First song is Chainbreaker from Zach Williams. And the second song is Freedom by Lindell Cooley.
You've been walking the same old road for miles and miles. If you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies. If you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. And we've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life. There's a better life. You got pain. Receive it. If you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify.
A little longer than before. I wanna lift my hands higher than before. Look out, I wanna shout a little louder than before. I wanna shout a little louder than before. Praise a little deeper than before. I wanna love you, Jesus, more than before. I'm gonna test my friend than before. Hey, I wanna dance more free.
worship a little deeper than before. My love is gonna get louder than before. I'm gonna dance more freely than before. I wanna dance more freely.